Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Diva Strategies for Success. And I am so excited because I have a fabulous guest today. Her name is Marcy Dicato, and she is a speaker, marketing, and branding expert. Let me give you some information about her because she's amazing. Marcy Dicato is an expert in marketing and in branding. Branding your image with years of expertise. And also is a speaker and a co-author in a number one U.S. and international best-selling book. She was born and raised in Colombia, South America, and came to the U.S. in 1987. She has a bachelor's degree in advertising and three associate degrees, marketing, business administration, and computer graphics. She started her career in the mailing industry working for the family business. In 2001, Marcy ventured out on her own, offering web and graphic design and marketing services. Today, she owns with Gigi Banks Creative Solutions Marketing and Printing, LLC, where they help customers brand their business through printing, promotional items, apparel, website development, and other marketing tools, including creating newsletters. One of Creative Solution Marketing Printing business highlights is offering marketing consultation to their customers to better utilize their marketing budget and to help them position their brand with professional and memorable look. As I said, she is also is a speaker and has spoken all over Southern California and has several topics that relate back to branding and marketing and getting your name out there. Marcy's involvement in the community of Corona, California has given her great recognition. She has proven professionalism, reliability, and excellent work. In December 5th, 2006, Creative Solutions, Marketing was recognized by the Corona Chamber of Commerce, the California State Assembly, the City Council of the City of Corona, the Riverside County Board of Supervisors, California Senate, and the Congress of the United States with the Service Industry Award of Excellence. Other involvement throughout her business life have been director on the board of the Corona Chamber of Commerce, president of the Leaders Club of the Inland Empire, president of Team Corona, president of Sir Optimus International Corona, president of Toastmasters 4039, Enthusiastic Embarkers, and one of the founders of Business Resource Connection. So welcome, Marcy. I'm so happy to have you on the show today. How are you?
Fine, Robbie. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. I am humbled and honored and very excited to be here with you today, and thank you for the opportunity. You are the best connector I've ever known, so I appreciate everything you do for all of us.
Thank you. Well, what I want to know is, who is Marcy Dicato and how did you become such an expert in your field? Because you are. So let's share that with the audience.
Thank you, everybody. Yes, Robbie gave you a very good summary of who I am, where I come from, where I was born and raised in Colombia, South America. I come from a beautiful, beautiful family in a little town called Manizales. It's up at the mountains in this green, green, green area by coffee plantations and plantains and lots of fruits, all these tropical that you all hear and have known of South America. It rains almost every day, which, it might not be good for somebody, but it's beautiful for us, and I totally miss that environment and that weather. Anyways, I came here to America in 1987, and shortly after, I had just graduated from advertising back in Colombia, and when I came here, I started I went to school, of course, to learn English and to I just kind of complete my education at a different level. I got a bachelor's in business administration and in marketing. Later, I went to study at another college, graphic design and computer graphics. So, and you know, I always have a passion for creativity. So the way that I became an expert, like Robbie said, I have a passion for creativity and for marketing, and I love to teach, especially women, to make sure that they are successful in business and that they know how to look professional and be memorable. So it's just my passion for what I do that it has given me this opportunity to stay educated and learn every day. Things in my industry move rapidly, you know all that, you know, the internet, the computers, the technology, social media, all these things around us make the world move so fast, and we have to keep up with it. So just trying to educate myself in a consistency basis and just in a daily basis, basically. That's what it has made me an expert, and my curiosity for what I do is what it keeps me going and keeps me excited about it.
So what challenges have you faced during your business career, and how have you overcome them?
When I started my business, actually I started my business before Gigi, it was in 2003. I started the business with my brother. He was here. He came here with his wife, and he's a systems engineer. So we started the business offering his field offers, you know, computer systems, and he built computers and programming, and I was offering graphic design and marketing and, you know, what I know what to do. So we had a combination of very good services. But he decided 2 years later to go back to Colombia because his wife was not very happy here. She was very lonely. So that was very devastating because I was used to work with him. I had his support, his backup, you know, having somebody with you that we were learning together how to be entrepreneurs, but at the same time he had so much knowledge on computers and systems and applications and all that. I was very lost, and I didn't think I was going to make it. So I had to rebrand myself through the, you know, when I was going to the Chamber of Commerce and advertising myself, but people were calling me to fix their computers, and I had no clue what to do there. So I had to change the name of the business, all my branding. I had to change all my commercials, the way I did business. But luckily, people got to like me and love me, and my personality helped me a lot. I volunteered myself a lot through the chamber, through other organizations, through Soroptimus, and all these volunteerism and all my personality and my willingness to help the public and the community helped me come back up and even stronger. And the second difficulty that I had, it was when the economy crashed in 2010. The business was doing okay, but when that happened, my business just went almost to zero. So I had to go look for a job, and I found I worked for a couple of printing companies. At the same time, I was networking and advertising promoting my small at that, you know, after that, it was small, my graphic design business. Well, at one of those networking events, I met Gigi Banks, who is now my business partner. I met her, but the funny thing is I asked her if I could work at the company or if the company that she was working for could outsource some graphic design. And she said, Marcy, you got to be kidding me. Our graphic designer is ill. He's in the hospital, and our jobs are piling up. Long story short, I went there. They hired me. I worked there for 4 years. And after 4 years, Gigi and I decided to start our own business. So those two challenges, where I am today, who I am today, and I am at a very happy place, thank God. So I always say God knows how he does things, and there is a reason for everything. So I landed at a very good place. So those challenges helped me. Some doors closed and others opened.
That's true. Tell us about your business journey. How did you start?
Well, I kind of covered it a little bit. Gigi wanted to start her business a while back before we even did it. And she had already approached me and asked me. And I told her, you know what? Been there, have done that. I don't have the energy. I was just comfortable. I was working I was an employee now, and I didn't want to go through all that effort and all that, all that stuff that you go when you start your business. And she begged me, if you want to say it that way. I said, no. But then things changed. The company closed the department where I was. I mean, they decided to just outsource the graphic design and they let me go. So that was just the opportunity. I said, okay, let's just start. And best decision ever, we started. And we have been in business for 4 years now, and we're still growing. It's doing beautifully.
That's great. What is your why in business?
You asked me that, Robbie, because I have been following this guy on YouTube. His name is Simon Sinek. He's an expert in marketing, and he has this thing that is called your why. You know, what is your why? I've always known my concepts, my marketing concepts in one way, and I'm very true to them. But when I listen to his chat and why he mentions the why, it just clicked, and it clicked with me. And I said, my gosh, all these thoughts that I've had, they are all into this just one word, why. And it's just, I've always said, to my customers, you gotta, when you market, you have to touch an emotion. You cannot just be cold. When you touch an emotion, your audience reacts. That's all something that I always preach. So that's my why. I touch the emotion of memorable, to be memorable. I want my customers to be memorable, so their audience remembers them. And so they stand out of the bunch, and ultimately they create customer loyalty. So that is my main why. But now under that it comes when Gigi and I came together, I created a logo for our company. And our company has a butterfly, a beautiful, colorful butterfly. And it has a meaning. It's not just because I found something pretty and I put it there on Creative Solutions Marketing and Printing logo. No, the butterfly came because we were just individuals that had expertise and we have knowledge and skills, but we came together and we created this metamorphosis of a small, small thing into a beautiful, colorful, flourished business. So that's why we put this butterfly in the business, and that represents who we are. We represent colorful, we represent energy, we represent professionalism, and just being there for our customers. And we hold their hands through their whole marketing process. We make sure that they're successful, because if they're successful, we are successful. So it's just everything that we do has a meaning and it has a reason. It's not just an accident. Ultimately, we want to be memorable and we want our customers to be memorable. So that is my why.
Yeah, and I can actually say that's exactly what you do, because you do all of our work for our Global Society for Female Entrepreneurs, and you've given us such a great image. And, people comment on it all the time. So you're absolutely right. You the image of an organization or a company is so important. So everybody has their own definition of success. So what does success mean to you?
Well, success is it's very subjective. It's very subjective. It's, you know, everybody has their own way that they reflect success. And, you know, sometimes you see you're out there and you see these women or these men and these gorgeous, beautiful, expensive car wearing these expensive clothes or jewelry, and you think, oh my gosh, that person has a lot of money, right? Is that success? I don't know. I don't know if that is success. Yes, that is. Of course, I'm not going to say that money is not good. We all enjoy it. We all enjoy traveling and enjoy having nice things. But I think success is, it depends when you set yourself goals, whether those goals are small or medium or large. Every time you achieve those goals, you are being successful. So it's up to you to set yourself some goals and make them achievable. Make sure that, you know, they're not out of reality. And then every time you achieve them, you're going to feel so good with yourself, and you're going to know that you have done it. You set your goals and you did all the steps to get to where that achievement was, and then you feel successful, and that's going to boost your self-esteem and yourself, and, you know, the way you feel about yourself, your business, your persona. So that is success to me. In my world, how I translate that is, you know, I have a growing business with a wonderful partner. I have a successful marketing career, and I get to train people, especially women, in marketing, which is what I'm passionate about. So that is just my success. You know, every time that I accomplish something, that I see a person smile because of what I've done, because I created a beautiful logo that is going to represent them, or because I did a flyer that is going to get the message out there the right way. You know, those tiny little projects later in my work.
So if you would have the opportunity to start all over, what would you do differently?
You know, I did it. I already started over, and I did it differently. I make sure that I have the right team in place. You know, when I did it by myself, it was hard. I was the producer. I was the fire. You know, when you put fires down, I was the accountant. I was the manager. I was the PR person, everything. And when you're by yourself, it's tough. I mean, it's time-consuming, it's tough, and it burnt me. So now that I have a partner, that we have a team that does our accounting, that we have, I know who to delegate and what my weaknesses are, and I delegate those weaknesses, and I keep strong on what I know how to do and what to do. But that's why the business is successful now, and that's what I did different this time around.
That's good. What do you treasure most in life?
This is going to sound corny, and maybe everybody that you ask this question answered the same thing, but, you know, family, friends, health. Those are my three main things, my family, my friends, and my health. I treasure them. And lastly, the passion for business. I have a passion for what I do, and I treasure, and I'm so grateful that I get to do what I like to do and what I'm good at. Some people, they don't get to do that. Some people have to go and just work because they have to bring the bread to the house, and they're just doing it because it's a job that pays the bills. I do it because it pays the bills and because I love doing it. So that is something that I treasure, that not everybody has the bless that I have in that. But mainly my family and my friends are just a jewel to me.
That's great. So what would be the best advice you could give someone who is starting a business?
Well, the entrepreneur in me will tell them to never underestimate the size of a customer. Sometimes you get a phone call, and it's just this person wants something so small, maybe a very small dollar sign, or maybe it's just somebody who wants help and is not a pay customer, but they need help. Never underestimate that. You know, something very small can develop into a large relationship, maybe a large account, or maybe that person is going to refer you later to somebody who is going to make a difference in your business. And the woman in me will tell them to put your heart on everything you do. You notice, I'm going to give you an example. If you go to a restaurant and you sit down and the waiter or the waitress have this amazing, beautiful, cheerful attitude, you can tell that person likes what they're doing. And sometimes you get there and they treat you like you're nothing. And they don't even come back after the first cup of coffee, you know. And then you know that you say, you know, that person hates their job. And it happens everywhere. So when you show the love for what you do, it shows on everything. It shows on your relationship with the customer. It shows with, you know, it would not be just a one-time deal. It would be a customer for life. It shows on the product that you delivered, whether it's a service, a product, or whatever you do, or if it's a nonprofit, whatever service you do, it reflects on your attitude and on how much love you have for what you do. And yes, of course, attitude will drive your day. When you treat people right, no matter what situation is, it's going to put a smile on people's face. So it makes a difference in the world.
How has COVID-19 affected your business, and how are you dealing with it?
Well, COVID has changed everybody's life in one way or another, and for us, of course, it has dropped in certain areas of our business, and some other areas are thriving because thank God, we have the diversity that not many other people have. You know, we do the traditional printing and the traditional marketing, and we do the digital marketing. So our digital marketing side of the business is thriving in many ways, and because people now are doing a lot of it digitally and online, and they are paying more attention to their website and to their social media, whatever it is, or digital magazines or digital catalogs, and they're going in that route. So that part of our business, it has increased, and it's cushioning a lot of the stuff that we have lost. Because there's no trade shows happening, there is not networking happening, so people might not have the need for business cards or for brochures or for promotional products. But we're replacing that with the other side of our business. And at the beginning of COVID, because we have the advantage of having suppliers all over the world, and these suppliers, they pivot to the medical, you know, the masks and the gowns and the gloves. So we had the ability to offer that to our customers, to many of our customers that needed that. So when there was a recession for that, we had the ability to bring it to the market. So that was something that, you know, we kind of took advantage, but at the same time we were helping the community with those type of products.
So what is your ask?
Okay, so every time we go to, if you're listening and you're part of GSFE, you know that every time we go to one of our meetings, whether it's Robbie or whomever is handling the meeting, the director, they will ask us, okay, so what is your ask? And I always have like a challenge, okay, so what do I ask this time so it's not repeatedly? But I have several asks, and my first ask this time is if you have, of course, you're listening to the program, so you have heard about It's All About Showing Up. Robbie put this book together, and she gathered all of us. How many authors we are, Robbie?
46
authors. 46 authors. So I'm part of that group, and I would love if you buy the book and read all about us. If you get to my chapter, read about me. Learn a little bit about me. Why, you know, just by reading that chapter, you will learn a lot about who I am. Another ask is visit my website so you could learn about my business, creativesolutionsmktg.com, and learn about what is it that we offer. The third ask is go to my YouTube channel, and you will find some training that I have been putting there, and I will keep feeding it with training, short little trainings about marketing. So those are, you know, if you want to learn about me, read the book. If you want to learn about my business, go to my website. And if you want to learn about, you know, my training, go to my YouTube channel. Those are kind of like the three routes that you could, or three ways that you could learn about all my branches. And you know, if you want to contact me and learn or ask me any questions about marketing or about graphic design or how I could help you with different other things, you could call me at my cell phone. It's 951-707-6338. Again, my website is creativesolutionsmktg.com. My YouTube channel is... what's that?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, my YouTube channel is Creative Solutions Marketing and Printing. You just go to YouTube and go Creative Solutions Marketing and Printing, and you will find it. And, I mean, that's my app. That's my contact information. And I'm going to be a speaker, a keynote speaker at the Global Society of Female Entrepreneurs Be the Star of Your Own Show, annual Soar to Greatness Conference, and it's going to be May 21st, Friday, May 21st. It's a whole day event, a great conference. We have 8 keynote speakers and lots of entertainers. Robbie puts this event every year, and it's amazing, very, very, very well worth your time and the day to spend it there. I'm going to be a speaker there. And I'm going to combine my various knowledges on marketing, graphics, branding, and public speaking into one short conversation to let you know how this mix will make your business more successful.
Marcy, I think one other ask that I've heard you say, if anybody has any connections in school districts, so why don't you say a little bit about that?
Oh, thank you, Robbie. Thank you. Yes, if Gigi's listening, she's going to kill me because I didn't say it before. We've been doing a lot of business with the school district. During this pandemic, the school district has sent a package to the students. So they say, you know, a lot of the students are doing it remotely, are taking classes remotely, but the school wants to stay connected with the student one way or another. So they have sent them a package with backpacks and like hand sanitizer, masks, and just things that the kid might need to use, and will have the school branding all on it, so they keep that pride, that school pride. So we have And there's other needs for them. Now that the schools are coming back, they need jerseys, they need – so we offer all those promotional products, all the printing products and the apparel that the schools to, you know, to cover everything that they do with at the school or for the teachers, the staff, and all that. So the school district, it's a great, great vertical marketing that we want to cover in Riverside County, Inland Empire, and, you know, all the counties in Southern California. We can cover them all.
Well, that's great. Well, we're down to 30 seconds. So I want to thank you so much for being my guest today. You were fabulous, and the work that you and Gigi do is amazing. When you finish a product, it's just shines, and it really makes the company shine. So I want to thank you so much for being here and sharing this information. And if people couldn't listen while we were live, the show, it goes archived, and they can listen at their at their thing. So thank you so much.
And thank you, Robbie. Thank you for having me. This was great. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye now.
Bye-bye.